بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، وبارك على محمد وآل محمد، وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، وسلم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. My brothers and sisters, my friends, all of us are going through very challenging times. Don't think that you yourself are the only one who is experiencing these tough times, these challenging times. So, some people lost their jobs. Some people lost their incomes, the recording. Some people lost their means of sustenance. And some people lost their hope and their trust in God. But we should not lose ourselves during these difficult times, no matter how tough, how challenging it becomes. We should not lose ourselves. We should not lose our hope in God. We should, beside health precautions and safety precautions, we must embrace our faith, our spirituality, to be able to confront these financial, economic, health, social challenges that we are facing. God tells us a story in the book. 40 years separated between Jacob and Joseph. 40 years. The father did not see his son. And everyone was telling him, give up. Just give up. Your son is not there. Your son is not alive. But he did not, the father did not lose hope. The father says to his children, Ya bani adhabu fatahassasu min Yusufa wa akhih wa la tayasu min rawhillah. Oh, my children, go and search for Joseph and Benjamin, his brother. And do not despair. Do not despair. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. This is the key word here. Do not despair of God's comfort and God's relief and God's solution. Don't despair. Hold on to that hope. That is the only thing we have today. The only thing which is left for us is hope. Hope in God's salvation. Hope in God's interference. Hope in God's help. This is how we survive. Human beings survive on hope, my friends. We have to have hope that tomorrow is better than today. Next week is better than this week. Next month is better than this month. Next year is going to be better than this year, inshallah. And the more hope you have, the faster recovery you develop. The faster healing you have, too. So here, the real remedy is hope in God. Hope that God is not going to abandon us. God is going to listen to our prayers. It is Satan who wants you to despair. It is Satan who wants you to give up. It is Satan who wants you to stop trying. To be despondent. ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. It is Satan who frightens his followers. He intimidates his followers. He tells them there is no light at the end of the tunnel. He tells them this life is completely dark. So don't even try. That is Satan, my friends. But you shouldn't. You should have hope in God. Your hope in God is the source of strength, the source of energy, the source of inspiration, and the source of change. At the end, things are going to change. In Dua al-Iftitah, my friends, what do we read these nights in Dua al-Iftitah? فَكَمْ يَا إِلَهِ مِنْ كُرْبَةٍ قَدْ فَرَّجْتَهَا وَهُمُومٍ قَدْ كَشَفْتَهَا وَعَثْرَةٍ قَدْ أَقَلْتَهَا وَرَحْمَةٍ قَدْ نَشَرْتَهَا وَحَلْقَةِ بَلَاءٍ قَدْ فَكَكْتَهَا. How often, my God, afflictions that you removed and sorrows that you dispelled and miseries that you mitigated and mercies that you spread it and you provided and misfortunes that you relieved us from. How many tragedies we go through this life? How many bad news we receive? How many misfortunes? How many afflictions? How many pain and sorrows? But they all go, my friends. They all go. Sometimes we reach a point, we think that there is no U-turn. That's it. My life ended. My future ended. But that is wrong. That is wrong. We have to cling to the rope of God. Hope in God. Amal. We survive on hope. And God is there. And God wants us to try. And only those who try, my friends, are the successful ones. Only those who try, they're going to make it. It is all here in your soul. It's about your determination. It's about your decision. It's about your choice. It's about your inner strength. So keep telling yourself, sending these positive messages to yourself, that this misery is going to end. We're going to have a better future. Whatever misery, I'm not speaking only about this pandemic, whatever we go through, it has an end. It has a solution. Only one thing which we cannot fight, we cannot really confront, one thing, and that is death. When our time comes and God says you have to leave. That's the only thing. Other than that, we are fighters, and only fighters are the survivors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.